Three British Broadcasting Corporation staff were detained, beaten and subjected to mock executions by pro-regime soldiers in Libya while attempting to reach the western city of Zawiya. The members of a BBC Arabic team said they were moved between several locations, in some cases alongside civilian captives who had visible injuries from heavy beatings. The BBC said the men were held for 21 hours before they were released and have since left the country. Head of the Middle East and North Africa Department for Reporters Without Borders, Swazik Dole, told us more about the difficulties journalists currently face while trying to work in Libya.
Regarding foreign journalists, it's divided in two parts. You got journalists who entered illegally the country, mainly through the Egyptian border. Those are considered by the authorities in Tripoli as working in collaboration with Al-Qaeda. And the authorities in Tripoli do not spare the word regarding what they could do to these journalists if they would be arrested. And you got other journalists who were, into bracket, invited by the Libyan authorities in Tripoli. They're based in Tripoli, but they face a lot of difficulties to work. The only thing that they can do is follow what the authorities want they do, and they can't circulate and can't do work without authorization. So it's really, really difficult for foreign journalists and Libyan journalists to work actually in Libya. And for us, NGO working on press freedom and human rights generally speaking, one of the main difficulties we face is access to information. A lot of people are really scared to report to a foreign organization, especially when they live and when they're based in area controlled by Gaddafi's family.
Have there been any other reports of mistreatment of journalists?
We got information that other athlete journalists were held at checkpoint, other had been threatened, and there's a really interesting article in The Guardian yesterday morning of Peter Beaumont, who also questioned the role of media located in Tripoli. We need yet still to confirm, but there's other kind of allegation of mistreatment or ill treatment of journalists, but we still need to confirm that.
Now, prior to this popular uprising, was information heavily controlled in the country before?
Yeah, the work for journalists in Libya was really, really difficult already before. Most of the media were controlled by Gaddafi's regime. More than 90% of them were controlled by the regime. And you, even if you, there was some private media, those were in the hands of Gaddafi's son. For some years, there was kind of opening, and there was kind of, I won't say free speech, but there was some possibility to speak. But still, it was really controlled, and especially bit from 2009 and 2010. And regarding foreign journalists, there was only, it's only from November 2008 that the AFP could open an office in Tripoli, and there was only three bureaus for international agency or media in Tripoli when the war started. Yeah, there was the Ansar, the Italian, and there was the BBC, and they were people from the AFP. That was it. And getting an authorization, a visa for journalists to work, to go for any broadcast, any report for journalists was really, really difficult before to get authorization from the authorities.